Hello? Hello, yeah, what's happened? What?
I lost you a little. Okay. I lost you for a moment.
Okay. Where did we get lost? Hello?
You said the best example where we can tease it?
Yeah, okay, so that's background holding. The best example would be by marriage, where a woman was made to be Isaac and Egdo. Now, let's flesh out a scenario. Let's say a person meets a woman, is dating, and she basically doesn't agree with anything he has to say. In shitas, in hashkafas, in deis, totally on a different page. So everyone understands it's not a great shidduch. It's not going any place, because there's no way we can attach together. You want this or that, and so forth. So that we understand. But let's take another example. Let's say you're going out with a woman, or a man for that matter, a friend, and everything you say, he or she agrees. Yeah, I agree with that. That's right. We wouldn't be terribly attracted to that person because there's no other. I mean, it's like listening to myself. I'm not engaging the other, and therefore there's no engaging the other because there's no other. The balance between the two is that there is the other, and yet I have connected and or engaged with the other. That is the ultimate keeper of the two together. It's tricky, but that's the real mitzvah of chibur with others. So when a person, the mitzvah of tzniyus deals with the opposite of tzniyus, tends to be because we flaunt and we need the approval of the other, and therefore a person has to act for himself. But if a person's mitzvah is to himself without an eye to the bria, what does the bria need? What does the bria want? I don't reach out to the bria, then I'm also not realizing my shalem is as adam, because no adam is adam shalem in himself. The entire bein adam lechaveiroi, and that's the teferes lo min ha'adam. There has to be teferes lo osteha, I myself within myself, is a person, is a chashuv, is a someone, and the other person finds that to connect with. So a person who's not, has no self, and is busy chasing only other people, and he can't have time for himself because he's completely, he has no self, that's not serious of him. And a person is completely within himself. I mean, Mishnah, he may not nili, shani laksmi mani. Both of them don't have a serious of them to it. Okay. So he says, so that's one point. The Amar of Nachman Yitzchak. Af shomea v'shosei.
Shenema. So again, one more question just on the Gehenim.
Yeah.
That is a certain tikkun for him to be in Gehenim. If he did a chait with his chisaron, and what did Gehenim do to him? That experience of being,
the ultimate chet is a world void of existence, a world that is Eretz Yisrael v'Oyav Yimayim. It's a desert. To experience non-existence, to experience, that's the ultimate, that's a big cloud of what chet is.
And that experience being Gehenim, that someone attacking him, or that's just a material where he goes to?
The Derech cloud, the experience of the consequence of what you've done is a thing. Let's give an example. I'll give a very simple example. Let's say you were to talk Lashon Hara about somebody. We sort of an innocent remark about somebody, whatever it is. And then at some point you overhear somebody saying something similar about yourself, and it hurts, and it stings. It sort of does act to uproot from the person those feelings. those that pleasure, you know, when the pleasure, you know, is when he feels the pain and the consequence and the wrong of it. So a person who's made a world that's devoid, then it's you know, there's nothing there. There's a special significance since the mouth is the aver that connects people. It's the aver of kesher. So a chet that's pegim the atzmius of the dibur is something which is going to cause a world that's devoid. Okay.
While we're here, something we discussed after last week was there seems to be, you know, it's part of this, it's almost a stira that on the one hand, we understand that Sneas and the Oilem Panimi is the real case and the real, you know, where things really are happening for the men.
Right.
But on the other hand, with the Kerch HaDibur, one can make things real in the world. And there seems to be a tremendous yetzer almost, that when someone has a geschmack insight, or really moving insight, he wants to share that with others, dafka, to make, you know, to... It makes it more powerful in a way, but then it takes away from the sneer.
It doesn't, and let me explain to you why. Let's take something that is actually parallel to it. And the Zohar Kodesh speaks about the Yonim Arayas as being parallel to the Yonim of Ibur. The person who is in it for Hanoach Atzmo is death. The person who's in it for the Zulas, for the creation of the Zulas, the Megazulas, is good. Let's take a Lamaitic example, kind of. We all know there are people that we find extremely pleasant and interesting to be with and talk to, and there are people that we find that we desperately look for the other exit. And I feel draw a line. It's usually many ways it goes the following. Reuven is interested. He doesn't feel that anything he experienced is worth his time unless he shares it with somebody else. So he will corner you if you didn't move out quickly enough and tell you about all the chachmas of his grandchild. He will tell you about everything that's wonderful about his kids. He will tell you everything about himself, whether you like it or not. And you know, and you get the senses because this poor person doesn't really, he hasn't experienced it until you haven't been there with him, and he needs to be himself by having you here and ooh and ah and so on and so forth. So one person will come and tell you, oh, I said such a gavaldik drasha, you have to hear what I said. I had such, you have to hear what I said. And you get that emphasis on the I, and as soon as you hear that, even if the shot's nice, you just don't like that because you know, you feel the person, there's something cheap about this because you don't have it on the tears. The other hand is, let's say somebody comes and tells you, I want to tell you, I heard so and so said something, it was funny, and he tells it to you. Or you talk about something that interests you, and he's able to supplement it and complement it and sort of bring things that are interesting and useful and so forth. That's a very interesting person because he has his own experiences, you have your experiences, and he's going to be sharing with you. And it's like, I had a great time, let me tell you what it was like. And you know, in other words, the emphasis is let us together experience a great time, not let me experience a great time by having you saying who and are. The difference might be subtle, but we live with it. We know very well there are people that everybody's interested in, very lustrous, but there are people that you really, you know, you close your eyes and you think about how much kesed you're doing by listening to him and trying to write up as many verses as you can off the cheshbon. And that's the difference in those two types of person. The tsanua his own experiences and his personal experiences and his personal chachmas and his personal this and that are that exactly that. He doesn't need someone to ooh and ah about it. But he shares experiences. I mean, if you share a piece of cake, you're about chesed. If you share experiences, you heard something very interesting and you're sharing it. Obviously sometimes the person just is making a statement, I heard this and I'm very smart and I'd like to tell you about what I want, but I heard because I want you to hear me. You know, you pick it up. But by and large, that's the bottom of it. So a world of sneers, on the one hand, a person's boss, the person's wife needs to be tzanua. On the other hand, there's a sharing of each other. And it's not a stira. For the person who's not tzanua, when you're sharing with everybody else, it's not a warm and deep friendship. It's shared. But a person who doesn't share himself with you either, then that's not the location of it. Being Adam Lechadero, Rabbi Shapiro once said it, and it's Pashat and Emes. He has remarked about the categorization of mitzvahs as Adam Lechadero, but Adam Lamako. And he said, if simply that categories, mechanical categories about who they apply to, would we be able to say Ben Adam Lechadero? There are many mitzvahs in a field. What about the Chamor? Ben Adam Lechadero. There are five mitzvahs that is for the Chamor. So, didn't we pre Karantina and, Kalayim and Hamar, the other, can we categorize it as the Hamoro? So the answer is no. The categorization of an Adam Habeiro is not simply mechanically mitzvahs that use people versus mitzvahs that use donkeys versus mitzvahs that use a field. Ben Adam Lamakom, the direct tachlis of that mitzvah is to be miskasher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and the other chaver, the tachos that mitzvah, is to be miskasha to the other person. Because Baruch Hu wanted people to be mekush with each other. That is bein adam lichaver, between a person and the other person. We all know, given the choice of receiving something as a maisa mitzvah, a chesed, if somebody comes and tells us, oh, you look so poor and hungry, here is a piece of pie. Not a very good feeling. We've got to be really hungry to take the pie. But if somebody comes and says, it's much more geschmack to eat it to eat together, let's eat it together, that's a very, very positive feeling. The idea of somebody sharing himself with you. So the answer is, you need both. The balance, that midpoint, those midas is that balance of both. Where the person has a self without me, and yet he wishes to connect to me because that's another dimension of self. It's not himself, it's another dimension of self. So he said, yes.
So what do we do with this, you know, stories we have of the Balei Musa that would, you know, Bedafka keep insight for many, many years, you know, and the Lashon I have in my mind is, you know, still there was poil, everything that had to be poil on him first before that. Is there something like that?
So that's a very particular inyan. In other words, it's a daigable issue to Chen al-Acherim, that when you share things, the emotional impact gets watered down on you. So a person who's gone through a tremendous trauma and he has a very hard time coping with it, sharing it with a therapist or with a friend helps him cope with it. When I have a tremendous simcha, in other words, that's a very specific angle. So the Balei Musa said, when you have a specific Maim Chazal that is really, really powering a lot of change in you because of its impact, keeping the pressure cooker on. Basically, that's what you're doing. You're keeping the lid tight and letting the pressure take care of itself. You're letting the pressure help you, so to speak, cook it, is effective. Whereas once you stay in the shoes, it loses it. But that's not because of the chaveres you did it. There's a lot more, it's a very specific nekuda that when you speak something out, it loses the, it doesn't have quite any more that impact. But it's not really the thing that we're talking about. But we're talking about a technique in how to keep things giving you the maximum impact, and that's when you keep it yourself and you let it stew inside. You're, in a certain sense, you're reversing the process of yisichena lacheret. If I sit down with myself and I say, you know, time is marching forward, Yom HaMisa is approaching, what have you prepared for Yom HaMisa, and so on and so forth, those words can be very powerful. If I do it for Rabin with a few people, it loses it. Everybody's dying, everybody's getting Yom HaMisa, and, you know, this kind of Saras Ram Hatsi Nechama. So some of those specific inyanim that it makes sense for a person to actually to keep it himself. I mean, I want to go back to the point before about the tzniyus part, and after all, just use common sense. A lot of times, if you use common sense as a check, it does give you the right answers. I mean, when we picture a picture of greatness, a person who is great, so two extremes are not appealing. One extreme is a person who is extremely closed into himself, cut off from the world, as much as the world doesn't really interact. But the other, like, I guess if he has to do maisa mitzvah, maisa stucka, so he'll do maisa stucka, but he's not interacting with people. There's no ava va'achav, the reyos. None of those qualities apply to his relationship. It doesn't kind of feel to us like this is the Adam HaSholem that the Rishonim was. On the other hand, the person who is kind of light and frivolous and all over the place, there's no self, and he doesn't have the ability to make himself, we certainly would not think of him as a big person. So, if somewhere along the line, it's going to be a person who possesses both those qualities. I think common sense has it that way, and I think, you know, you can just trust your common sense. And the answer is, like we said before, there's the me. Once I have an Adam, Teferes lo sehu, then there's a Teferes and an Adam. And if I'm doing something where I have my sense of it, and I have the other also, then it's a very, very positive mahalach. It's also, imagine learning Chavrusa. When you don't know the Gemara yourself, Chavrusa is not very effective. When both parties know, and yet they share the knowledge and sort of, are able to work things through themselves, it becomes a lot more effective. That's the reality of all these yanim. Okay, so I think we'll hold it here. I guess we're not as Zuzistic about Zuzis. We'll have another half a paragraph left. So next week, we'll make the Shemul Nafshchit, and then we'll go on those. Okay, any questions? Any more questions? Okay, good Shabbat.
Good Shabbat, Shishkoach. Thank you.